Good morning.
早晨好。
I just flew to Vancouver from London, England yesterday.
我昨天呢就从英国的伦敦飞到温哥华今天。
So for me, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning.
所以对于我来说，应该是今天早晨的凌晨三点。
But God is always awake.
但是我相信呢，上帝一直都是清醒的。
So the Holy Spirit is ready to move.
所以呢，圣灵一直都随时准备运行。
Well, we're doing this school on knowing the voice of the Father.
那我们现在的培训课程呢，就是认识天父的声音。
In churches all over the world.
就是在世界各地的教会里。
Baptist churches.
不管是浸信会的。
Pentecostal churches.
还是说五旬节的教会。
Methodist churches.
还是说那些就是。
Charismatic churches.
还是说就是圣灵恩赐的教会。
Lutheran churches.
还是路德教会。
In churches all over the world.
那在世界各地的教会。
One of the most problematic areas in church life.
那在这个教会的生活当中，一个最有问题的领域呢，就是。
Is discerning the voice of the Lord.
就是来分辨主的声音。
There are some Christians that believe God does not speak today.
那么有一些基督徒呢，认为说上帝今天不说话了。
But when the prophet Joel prophesied about the new covenant that we call Christianity.
那么约珥书里面他就是说所发的预言呢，就是我们称之为现在的基督教。
He said the young men and women will prophesy.
他说呢，就是说少男少女呢要发预言。
The older ones will dream dreams.
然后他说老年人呢要看要做异梦。
The young men will see visions.
少年人呢要见异象。
And so the Old Testament prophesies about the New Testament. The Old Covenant speaks of the New Covenant.
那么就是说旧约的先知呢他为新约做了预言那么旧约呢同样也为新约做了预言
That we are going to know the voice of the Lord in this New Covenant called Christianity.
所以我们在新约也就是在这个新约所说的这个基督教里面我们要学习认识天父的声音
The prophet Jeremiah said about the New Covenant.
那么耶利米他曾经谈到过新约。
He said, you will not say to one another, do you know the Lord? For you shall all know the Lord.
然后耶利米他说你们不会对彼此说让我们来认识神吧因为每个人所有的人都要认识耶和华。
And so in the new covenant in Christianity,
那么在基督教的新约里面
the spirit of the very God, living God dwells within us.
就是说永生神的他那个灵他是住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit cries out, Abba, Father.
所以呢我们基督徒作为基督徒我们才会呼叫阿巴父。
The Holy Spirit wants to bring us into a tight relationship with God the Father.
那么圣灵呢想把我们带进去让我们就是和父有一个非常亲密的关系。
Jesus said that the Father would send the Holy Spirit.
然后他说呢耶稣说天父会派下圣灵来。
And the Apostle Paul said the Spirit will lead us and guide us in life.
然后呢保罗使徒保罗他也说这位圣灵呢他要引导我们带领我们。
So it is foundational, biblically speaking, that as Christians, we should discern the voice of the Lord.
那么就是说作为一个基础啊我们首先呢我们就是要来分辨神的声音。
But yet there's some Christians that don't believe God speaks today.
那么有些基督徒呢他不相信上帝今天仍然在说话。
But then there's some Christians on the other side of the pendulum.
那么我们还有另外一部基督徒是有另外的想法。
And they think that every thought they have is from God.
那他们就认为说他们的每一个想法都是来自神的。
One of the other big problems we have in the church today.
那就说我们当今社会最大的一个问题就是。
Is people confuse good ideas with God ideas.
就是人们把好的想法跟上帝的想法混为一谈。
People confuse good ideas with God ideas.
那么大家呢不清楚什么是好的想法什么是上帝的想法。
And sometimes we think God is saying all the time what we want him to say.
然后呢我们有的时候就常常以为呢上帝肯定总是在说我们想听的话。
But sometimes God is not saying what we want him to say.
但是常常呢上帝不会说我们常常想听的话。
And we need to avoid presumption.
所以我们需要避免呢就是说自作主张自下定义。
So God is a God who speaks today.
那么上帝他仍然是说话的神。
But we need to make sure we're really discerning the voice of the Lord.And not just hearing what we think he's saying.
那我们需要呢，就是来分辨主的声音，而不是认为我们听的就是神的声音。
God's goal for your life and my life.
那么上帝呢，他为你的生命，也为我的生命在运行。
Is that we would live our lives like Jesus.
那我们就像我们应该像耶稣那样生活。
Amen.
Amen.
I just wanted to see if you're awake.
我就想看看大家是不是很清醒啊。
Some of you look as tired as I feel.
就是我感觉有的人可能看起来很疲倦。
I just want to make sure you're awake.
就是希望我就想看大家是不是都清醒。
But we need to correctly learn to discern the voice of the Lord so we don't end up making presumption.
我们就想用正确的方式呢哈来分辨主的声音以至于我们就不会呢自作主张自下定义。
If you look at your notes,
如果你们看一下你们的笔记
we begin on Roman numeral 1, the Father's heart, a theological foundation for revelation.
那我们现在呢就从第一课开始就是天父的心意启示的神学基础。
A foundation is what you build on.
那么这个所谓的基础呢就是你建立的根基。
A house is built upon a foundation.
那一座房子呢它总是建立在根基之上的。
You don't look at the foundation.
你们不会看着根基。
You see the walls of the house and the ceiling of the house.
如果你没有看到根基你就不可能看到墙壁或者看到屋顶。
But everything is built upon the foundation.
就是所有一切都是在根基上建起来的。
And if the foundation is good,
如果这个根基是好的
The walls will be good.
那么这个墙也是好的。
But if the foundation is bad,
如果基础不好
then the walls are going to be bad.
那么这个墙也不会好到哪里去。
So when we talk about God speaking to his sons and daughters today,
今天当我们谈到说上帝跟他的儿子女儿说话的时候
we want to have a correct theological foundation.
那我们需要有一个正确的神学的基础。
And so I want to begin by talking about our relationship with the Father.
那我开始呢我就想先谈从关系切入。
The will of God for your life
那么上帝对我们每一个人的旨意是
is not that you become a prophet or prophetess
不是说你成为一个先知或者是一个女先知
but that you become a son or daughter like Jesus.
就是你要像耶稣基督那样先成为儿子或女儿。
Are we okay? Okay.
没事哈。
Do we need to turn it off?
是要把这个开了还是关了
Okay. And so it asks the question, what is the gospel all about?
那现在我们问一个问题啊，就说福音的核心内容是什么？
You can have either a relationship focus with God or a position mentality with God.
那我们有两种，一种呢就是说我们的焦点是在关系上，那还有一个焦点呢就是我们的思维模式，我们关注的是地位。
Those are the first two blanks to fill in.
那么这是头，就是第一行的两个空你要填写的哈，关系和位置。
A relationship theology or a position theology.
就是我们的神学呢是关系神学还是地位神学
？Some Christians think, well, once I was lost, now I'm found.
那么有的基督徒认为呢我原来是迷失的现在我被找回来了
Once I was going to hell, now I'm going to heaven.
那原来呢我是要下地狱的现在我可以上天堂了
And they think about a position.
那这个时候他们想的是地位
But God calls us to a living relationship with him.
那上帝呼召我们呢要进入一个活泼的关系里
Jesus said in Luke 18 and Matthew 18,
那么耶稣呢在路加福音十八章还有马太福音十八章
I tell you the truth, you must change and become like little children.
说我实在告诉你们你们要转成小孩子的样式
or you will never enter the kingdom of God.
否则你们就不能进天国
Jesus was not saying we should be childish.
那么耶稣并没有说我们应该孩子气
but we should be childlike in our relationship with the Father.
就是我们应该像小孩子那样跟天父有那样的关系。
Jesus said, I do the things I see the Father doing.
然后耶稣说，我看见父怎么做，我就怎么做。
He said, what feeds me is to do the will of the Father.
那我的，我看见他，那我就叫做父的旨意，遵行。
So as we think about our lives in Christianity,
当我们想到我们基督徒的生命时，
we don't think, oh,Someday I'm going to heaven, and that's what Christianity is.
好像大家认为就是说基督教呢，就是说有一天我就上天堂了，这就是这些。
But we think about a living relationship with the Father.
那我们想的是和天父有一个互动的活泼的关系。
In 1 John 3:1,
在约翰一书三章一节，
John said, "Behold."
他说，看哪。
Mean take hold of this.
啊，就是说你要紧紧地抓住这个事实。
What manner, what type of love God has given you?
说你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
That you should be called the child of God.
使我们得称为神的儿女。
In John 17, verse 3.
那么在约翰福音17章3节。
When Jesus was praying to the Father.
当耶稣在跟天父祷告的时候。
He said, Father, this is eternal life.
他说天父啊这就是永生
that they might know you and the Christ that you have sent
就说认识你独一的真神并且你所差来的耶稣基督
not just knowing about God but knowing him as in a relationship
不是说知道有关他的事而是真正的认识他
and I believe daily as John said we need to take hold of this truth
我相信约翰在这里所说的是每一天我们要紧紧地抓住这个真理
There's two types of people in the world
那么在世界上呢有两种类型的人
There's night people and morning people
有是晚上的夜猫子有的是早晨的
Night people when they wake up in the morning
当 就是说晚上熬夜的人他们早晨醒来的时候
They say good lord it's morning
啊，他就说啊，感谢主早晨到了
Morning people when they wake up
啊，那等到早晨就是醒来的人他们
They say good morning lord
啊，他们就会说早晨好主
And you might not be a morning person
可能你不是早晨早起的人
But when we wake up we need to challenge ourselves
当我们起来的时候我们需要向自己发出挑战
That today
今天
today
今天
Not tomorrow,
不是明天
but today is the day that the Lord has made. Thank you.
说今天呢就是神所定的日子
Today is the day that the Father loves me.
今天就是今天天父爱我的日子
Today is the day to be filled with His righteousness, peace, and joy.
就是说今天是一天我要充满他的公义和喜乐的一天
Today is the day to seek first His kingdom.
那今天这一天我要先求他的国和他的义
And today is the day to know the Father's love
那今天我要认识来认识天父的爱
That today we need to take hold of this truth
那今天我要紧紧地抓住这个真理
That the Father loves you
天父爱你们
He's given you His Spirit
他把他的灵赐给你们
And the Holy Spirit within you is calling out AbbaFather.
然后你里面的圣灵和你一起呼喊阿爸父。
The Holy Spirit wants to bring you into a deeper and deeper relationship with the Father.
那圣灵呢想带领我们跟天父进入越来越深的这个关系当中。
Number two, the Father wants children who know him.
那第二点就是天父呢希望他的孩子们认识他。
Romans 8:15.
罗马书八章十五节。
Paul said, the Holy Spirit within you,
保罗说圣灵在你们里面
is the spirit of adoption
他那个灵是儿子的灵
at one time you were outside the family of God
曾几何时你们是在神的家庭之外的
but when you gave your life to Jesus
当你们把一生献给耶稣的时候
the Holy Spirit the spirit of adoption came within you
那么圣灵也就是说那个儿子的灵他进到你的心里
and you were born again into royalty
然后你重生你就成为皇族的人员
you were born again into the father's family
然后你重生你就成为父家的人
and Paul said God has not given you a spirit taking you into fear
那保罗在这里说到神给你们的灵呢不是让你们害怕的灵
But the spirit of adoption within you
而是这个儿子的灵在你们心里
is calling out Abba Father
使我们呼叫阿爸父
When Paul prayed for the Christians in Ephesus
就是当保罗为那个以弗所的教会的人祷告的时候。
Ephesians 1 verses 17 and 18.
在以弗所一章十七到十八节。
He prayed that God would give the Christians.
他祷告说让天父赐给基督徒。
A spirit of wisdom and revelation.
赐给就是智慧的灵和启示的灵。
In the knowledge of God the Father.
来认识天父和耶稣基督
The God of our Lord Jesus Christ
还有我们的主耶稣基督
Many, many years ago
很多年以前
I was doing a, at my home church
我就在我的母堂
When we lived in Toronto
然后我们那个时候就像多伦多
I was doing a special Sunday night meeting
我那个时候就是在星期天我们有一个特会
And we had the worship
我们有敬拜
Then we had, I was preaching the word.
啊，然后我们有讲道。
And two ladies walked in very late to the meeting.
然后有两位姐妹呢，她们就进来了，她们来晚了。
And all the seats were filled.
然后所有的座位都坐满了。
There were just a few seats, like in the center section.
然后就是有几个座位呢，就在中间的那个位置。
And so in the middle of the message, they have to come in and have to walk in the middle of everybody and find their seats.
啊，然后我们正在讲到的中间哈，他们两个人就进来了，就找他们的座位。
One of the ladies was a young woman, about maybe 21 years old.
那其中有一位姐妹呢，她大概应该是20岁左右，20多岁吧。
And as she's walking up front and finding her seat right in the center, everybody's looking at them.
然后她就走到中间那个找她的座位，这个时候大家都看着她。
And she's very embarrassed because people are looking at them. They're late for the meeting.
然后她非常尴尬，因为每个人都看着她。
But the Holy Spirit began to speak to me.
然后当时呢，圣灵就开始跟我说话。
I stopped my message.
然后我就停下我的讲道。
And I pointed at the young woman.
然后我就用手指着这位年轻的女士。
And I said, "What's your name?"
我就问她，我说你叫什么名字
？Now she was really embarrassed.
然后她真的已经非常尴尬了。
And she said, "My name is AJ."
她说我叫 AJ。
And the Holy Spirit gave me a short prophetic word for her.
然后呢，就是说圣灵呢哈，就针对她给了我一些预言性的话语。
And I said, AJ.
我说 AJ.
Stop looking for your dad.
啊，你不要再去寻找你的爸爸了。
Your dad is gone. Don't look for him anymore.
啊，他说你的父亲呢已经过世了，你不要再去找他了。
But God the Father now.
但是呢，天父就是。天父爸爸知道
is going to teach you about his father's love for you.
啊，就是天父爸爸呢，他要亲自教导你，他爱你，天父的爱。
And then I said, if you're going to throw your life away,
啊，我就是他就说，如果你要把过去的生活都忘记
，put it in the hands of Jesus and see what he does.
然后呢，就是把所有的一切放在耶稣的手中，你看看他要为你成就什么。
And then I went back to preaching the message.
然后我又开始回，我又就回到讲道。
This young woman who I'd never seen before.
然后其实我以前从来没见过这位女士。
She was angry.
她很愤怒。
Because she thought her friend had called me before the meeting and told me about her.
因为呢，她以为是她的朋友哈，事先呢给我打电话，把她的事呢都告诉我了。
I didn't know anything about her.
其实她的事我什么都不知道。
I'd never seen her before.
我从来也没见过她。
But the Holy Spirit began to give a prophetic word for her.
但是圣灵呢就开始向她讲先知性的话语。
About the Father's love and the love of Jesus.
然后就开始向她启示耶稣的爱，还有天父的爱。
She was 22 years old.
她那个时候是22岁。
She had already tried to commit suicide 3 times.
她曾经呢，她22岁，她就曾经想自杀，试图自杀3次。
She was deeply depressed in her life, had been depressed all of her life.
然后呢，就是说她犯有很严重的这个忧郁症，而且很长时间都犯有这个忧郁症。
Her mother had always been an alcoholic.
然后她母亲呢，就是酗酒的。
Could never take care of the kids.
然后呢，也从来没有好好的看这些孩子。
The father ignored the children.
然后爸爸呢，哈，就是无视这些孩子。
And 6 months before this night.
然后就是说，在六个月之前，就在那天晚上的六个月之前。
She had walked into her father's office.
就是她走进她父亲的办公室。
And she found him dead.
然后他就看他，发现他爸爸死了。
He had committed suicide.
然后呢，因为他爸爸就是自杀了。
He had shot himself through the head.
因为他用枪呢，哈，就是自己对着脑袋就自杀了。
And so she's got suicidal depression.
所以呢她就是因为 她是因为忧郁而自杀的。
She had severe stomach problems.
然后她的这个胃呢就是胃的毛病特别严重。
She suffered from insomnia.
然后她也是失眠非常的严重。
Her whole life was a mess.
然后她的整个的人生就是一团糟。
And because she had found her father after he committed suicide,
那就是说呢他就是在自杀他找到他父亲自杀以后他找到他父亲以后
She began to have deep psychological problems.
然后呢他的这个心理就开始心理就开始出现问题
She began to have a break with reality.
然后呢他就无法呢接受事实无法知道辨认什么是事实
A week before this meeting.
就是在这个 开会一周之前呢
She had been walking in a shopping mall in downtown Toronto.
她就在这个多伦多就是 downtown 的一个就是商店里面。
And she thought she saw her dad walking at the other end of the mall.
她就以为呢她看见她父亲在那个商就是那个店里面走路。
But her dad was dead.
但是实际上他父亲已经去世了。
And this 22-year-old woman, she goes running through the shopping mall.
然后呢这个年轻的这个女士她就在这个店里面就开始跑过去冲过去。
Yelling, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
然后她就大声地喊着说爸爸爸爸。
She chases this man.
然后她就去追赶那个男人。
And then when she catches up with them, she looks at him, and it's not her dad.
然后她就抓住那个人以后一看不是她爸。
She collapsed in tears on the floor.
然后她就泪流满面的，一下就瘫在了地板上。
The security people in the mall carried her out of the shopping mall.
然后那个店里的那些保安呢，就把她拖走了。
Her whole life was a mess.
然后她整个的人生呢，真的是一团糟。
But then she got this prophetic word.
然后她就领受了这个先知性的话语。
God is going to teach you about His Father's love for you.
然后就说，上帝呢，已准备教导你认识天父的爱。
And Jesus has a plan for your life.
然后这是耶稣给你的人生计划。
She had never been in a meeting like this in a church before.
然后她以前呢，也没有到教会参加过类似这样的特会。
And when we started praying for people,
然后当我们开始为大家祷告的时候
I asked her to come forward to get prayer.
然后我就让她我说你到前面来我给你祷告
But she was so nervous, she said no.
她就很紧张她就没有
And she was just sitting in her chair.
然后她就坐在她的位置上
But then the power of the Holy Spirit came upon her.
然后那个圣灵的大能就降在她身上
And she had never heard of anything like this.
然后她从来没有听过这一类的事
But she ends upsliding from her seat onto the floor.
然后她呢就从她的座位上就滑到地板上了。
And she doesn't know what's happening to her.
她也不知道到底发生了什么事。
And as she was laying on the floor in this church under the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后她在圣灵的大能下她就躺在地板上。
She found herself laughing and laughing and laughing really loudly.
然后呢她就在那使劲的大笑而且声音特别大一直在那大笑。
And she thought, what is wrong with me?
然后她就说我这到底怎么了
I'm laying on the floor in a church meeting.
然后我怎么就躺在特会的这个地板上了呢
I can't get off the floor.
我怎么就起不来了呢
And I can't stop laughing.
我就止不住的大笑。
She thought, I'm losing my mind.
我肯定就失去理智了。
The church needs to call an ambulance for me.
然后呢，我才就觉得应该教会应该给我叫一辆救护车。
They need to take me to the psychological hospital. They need to lock me up.
然后他们要应该把我带到精神病院，然后把我关起来。
And this laughter lasted for about 45 minutes.
然后他这个大笑呢，持续了45分钟。
And then she was able to get up.
然后他就能够站起来。
But this is her testimony.
这个就是她后来做的见证。
This was over 20 years ago.
这个应该是20年前的事了。
When she got up off the floor,
当她从地板上站起来的时候
she never suffered from depression again.
然后她再也没有忧郁症了。
Her stomach was completely healed.
然后她的这个胃病啊什么就都医治了。
The insomnia was gone.
然后所有的失眠啊全部消失了。
And she started attending our church.
然后她就开始去教会。
She went through a discipleship program.
然后她就参加这个门徒训练课程。
She met a young Christian man from Scotland.
然后她就遇到了一个从苏格兰的一个年轻的基督徒。
They got married.
然后他们就结婚了。
Today they have three wonderful children.
然后呢现在呢他们有三个非常可爱的孩子。
And she and her husband, they work with the church in Nashville, Tennessee.
然后他们在田纳西有一个国际施工，他们夫妇两人在那儿服侍。
And she has traveled to over 20 different nations.
然后她呢就去到各国旅行，去了二十多个国家。
Teaching about the love of God the Father.
然后就教导大家认识天父的爱。
Because her whole life was turned around.
因为她的整个的人生就被翻转了。
By a simple revelation of the Father's love for her.
就是因为那一次的那个启示性的预言。
And this is the cry of the Holy Spirit within us, Paul said, Abba, Father.
这就是什么呢？就是我们心里的那个圣灵哈，让我们呼叫阿巴父。
Number three, the true sons, and this is the women as well, are those who are led by the Spirit of God.
那第三点是说真儿子，也就是说真女儿哈，是那些被神的灵引导的。
I want to give you a Bible verse.
我想给你们一个圣经经文。
It's not in your notes.
不在你们的那个就是笔记上。
And that verse is 1 Corinthians 2:9.
应该是在林前二章九节。
Everybody should underline 1 Corinthians 2:9 in your Bible.
我觉得你们每个人都应该把这一节经文呢画下来，画上线。
Maybe you don't believe in underlining verses in your Bible.
可能你们大家有的人不喜欢画下划线啊。
That's okay.
那也没关系。
Reach across and underline it in somebody else's Bible.
如果你不喜欢在自己的经文上下划线，你画到别人的圣经上。
But that verse should be underlined in your Bible.
但是不管怎么样，这个经文呢，应该给它画下来，重点哈。
It says that those that love God.
他说那些爱神的人。
God has more for them.
神为他们预备的更多的是什么？
More than their eyes have seen.
是眼睛未曾看见。
More than their ears have heard.
耳朵未曾听见。
More than they can understand.
是他们未曾理解的。
Why?
为什么？
Because they're loved by God Almighty.
因为这个是全能上帝的爱。
And 1 John 4:18.
就是在约翰一书十八章。
Don't turn, it's not there, just follow me.
OK. 约翰一书。
1 John 4:18.
四章十八节。
Says that God's perfect love cast out fear.
就说神呢，完全的爱除去了惧怕。
Now in this school we're doing tonight, tomorrow night, and on Saturday.
就是说今天晚上、明天晚上还有星期六晚上。
We're going to have times of teaching.
我们要来教导。
But we're also going to have times of waiting and listening to the Lord.
我们就是要花时间等候、聆听主的声音。
And we're going to have times of giving one another prophetic words.
然后我们要花一些时间给每个人发一些预言性的话语。
But I want to start tonight by having you give to the person next to you a simple prophetic word.
但是我今天开始的时候呢，我希望你们哈，给你坐在你身边的人发一个先知性的话语。
So turn to the person next to you.
大家请转向你隔壁坐在你旁边的人。
And say to them.
对他们说。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名
relax,
放松
Your God,
你的神
is bigger than the coronavirus.
你的神比这个什么冠状病毒更大
Your God is bigger than the coronavirus.
你的神比冠状病毒更大
So just relax.
就是放松。
You don't have to wash your hands every 5 seconds.
你不需要就是老你洗你的手。
It's going to be okay.
应该没事的。
That's a good prophetic word.
那这个是一个很好的先知性话语哦。
But we are called to be different than people in the world.
我们呼召就是为了要和世人不一样。
Yesterday morning in London, England.
昨天早晨在英国的伦敦。
I got to Heathrow Airport.
我就到了一个叫 Heathrow 的那个机场。
One of the busiest airports in the world.
那是世界上最繁忙的一个机场。
It looked like a ghost town.
有点像什么鬼城。
Everybody's walking around like this.
好像每个人都是这样子的走路哈。
Oh, I don't know about getting on the plane.
就是不知道怎么。
Everybody could have coronavirus.
就好像说每个人都能得到这个冠状病毒式的感染上。
They call it coronavirus because it looks like a little crown on the molecules.
它被叫做冠状病毒，是因为它看起来好像戴着皇冠一样。
But there's a much bigger crown than that.
但是我们还有更大的皇冠比那个。
The crown of Jesus the King.
那是我们万王之王耶稣的这个冠冕。
And that's the crown we need to focus on.
我们应该把我们的注意力放在那个冠冕上。
And God the Father has more for you than you can have any idea.
就是上帝为我们所存留的远超过我们的想象。
He desires for you to be led by the Spirit of God.
他渴望我们被神的灵引导。
If God has more for you,
如果上帝为我们存留了很多
then your eyes have seen and your ears have heard,
就是超过我们眼睛看见耳朵所听见的
If he has more for you than you can understand,
如果他为我们存留的远超过我们心所能想象的
How are you supposed to come into that?
那我们应该怎么样来接受这些呢
How can you step into something that you can't even understand, that you can't even see?
那我们怎么样来去向前跨出一步去接受我们眼睛看不见耳朵听不见心里不能明白的呢
Thank you for asking.
谢谢你们有人在问这个问题。
It's very simple.
很简单。
We're called to be led by the Spirit of God as the sons and daughters of God.
我们呼召就是成为儿子和女儿要在就是被圣灵引导的儿子和女儿。
In 1990,
在1990,
We had, we were helping to lead a church in San Diego, California.
我们在加利福尼亚的圣地亚哥，我们在那儿领会。
It was a very good, healthy church.
那个教会很好，很健康。
I was traveling about 4 months a year all over the world.
那个时候呢，我一年大概有四个月的时间在世界各地旅行。
And a little church near Toronto, Canada.
就是在那个加拿大多伦多一个附近的一个小城。
The pastor said to me, Mark,
有一个牧师他跟我说说 Mark
Would you and your wife pray
他说你和你的妻子能不能祷告一下
About moving from San Diego to Toronto, Canada
就是你们祷告看你们能不能从圣地亚哥搬到多伦多来
In my heart said no, I'm not going to pray about that
然后我心里就说我才不会为这个事祷告呢
San Diego is a great place to live
他说圣地亚哥那个地方多好啊
And you have this thing called snow in Toronto
你们在多伦多都是雪
You have cold weather
而且你们的天气也很寒冷。
You have high taxes.
然后那个税又特别重。
Why in the world will we move from San Diego to Toronto, Canada?
就是我凭什么我要从圣地亚哥搬到多伦多呢
？But he said, "Would you pray about it?"
然后他就说，你能不能为这个祷告祷告
？So I said, "Okay, we'll pray about it."
那我说好吧，那我们就祷告祷告。
We had no intentions of moving to Toronto.
我们当时根本就没打算搬到多伦多。
But I prayed about it.
然后但是我为这个事祷告了。
And the Lord said, I want you to move to Toronto, Canada.
然后主就跟我说说我希望你搬到多伦多在加拿大的多伦多。
This was not good.
然后这个对我来说我觉得不是特别好。
So I told my wife about this.
然后我就跟我丈夫跟我妻子讲了这个事。
I said, you need to pray about this.
我说你为这个事祷告一下。
Because I knew if she prayed about it,
我知道哈，如果他要是为这个事祷告
，She would hear the Lord saying, "No, stay in San Diego."
我相信他可能会听到主跟他说，你不能去，你要待在圣地亚哥。
But then she prayed about it.
然后呢，他就为这个事祷告。
And she felt in her heart the Lord saying, "Move to Toronto."
然后他也觉得心里的感动就是说，搬到多伦多。
So the two leaders I worked with in the church in San Diego.
然后呢，在圣地亚哥有两个领袖，我们一起同工。
I told them about this.
然后我就跟他们讲了这件事。
They said, "Why would you move to Toronto, Canada?"
他说，你为什么要搬到多伦多，加拿大呢
？All your family's here in San Diego.
然后他说，你家人都在圣地亚哥。
You helped start the church here.
然后你在这里开。
You have good support.
然后你又得到大家的帮助，在这里建的教会。
It's a great growing church.
这个教会又这么好。
Why would you move to Toronto?
为什么要搬到多伦多呢
？I said, I don't know.
我也不知道。
But can we pray about it?
那我们能不能为这件事祷告
？And so we prayed about it for 2 months.
然后我们就为这个事祷告了两个月。
The three of us met together.
然后我们三个人就聚集。
They said, we don't understand this.
他说我们真的搞不清楚。
But we feel like the Lord saying you and your wife are supposed to move to Toronto.
但是我们觉得好像主在告诉我们说你和你的妻子应该搬到多伦多去。
So we moved to Toronto.
所以我们就搬到了多伦多。
And we got there 1 week.
然后我们到了那儿有一个星期左右。
Before, I spoke at a prophetic conference.
啊，就是说我就在一个聚会那发预言。
And in that prophetic conference,
然后在那个预言的聚会特会里
That's when the Lord gave me the first vision of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that was going to come to Toronto.
啊，就是我到多伦多一个星期之后，然后在那个先知特会上，神给了我个意象，我就看到呢，好像有那个圣灵的柱子哈，从那个上面
飘下来。And I saw a vision of Niagara Falls coming from heaven over the city of Toronto.
然后我就看见了，就在意象当中看见就是那个尼加拉瓜那个圣灵的，好像从天上降下来。
And the Lord said, "I'm going to pour out my spirit."
我要浇灌我的灵。
In early 1994, the Lord said in May of 1992.
啊，就是说那个时候是在1992年5月他说的，我要在那个时候浇灌圣灵。
That it will begin in early 94.
然后他是在那个圣灵的浇灌是在94年开始的。
I'm going to pour out my spirit from here to the nations.
然后我要在这个地方开始浇灌圣灵，让他向世界各国。
And then in January of 1994, it began.
然后在1994年的1月份，这个大浇灌就开始了。
Our church was only 200 people.
然后我们教会呢，当时只有200个人。
But all of a sudden, we had people from all over the world flying to Toronto.
然后当时呢，我们就有世界各地的人都飞往多伦多。
Over the next 6 years, we had over 4 million people visit our church.
然后就后来就在接下来的6年，我们大概有400万的人哈、啊、来参观我们教会。
After the first week of meetings,
然后那个第一周的聚会之后
I called my two friends, the pastors in San Diego.
然后我就给我原来在圣地亚哥那两个朋友打电话。
And I said, "Come out here as quick as you can."
啊，我说你们快点来，越快越好。
2 weeks later, they flew to San Diego.
啊、然后呢他们就从圣地亚哥飞过来。
We were having meetings 6 nights a week.、
然后我们就开了一个会，我们是6个晚上连续开的。
And every night for 6 nights.
然后呢每一天晚上连续6个夜。
They got powerfully touched by the Holy Spirit.
然后每一个人都被圣灵强烈的触摸。
Every night for a couple of hours they'd be laid out in the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后每天晚上大家都会有好几个小时躺在那个就是地板上。
They went back to San Diego.
然后他们就回到了圣地亚哥。
A move of the Spirit broke out in that church.
然后那个圣灵的运行呢哈，就把那个整个的，就是说复兴了。
Over the next year.
然后直到第二年。
Over 75,000 Christians visited their church in San Diego.
然后当时圣地亚哥有75,000多个基督徒就参观圣地亚哥那个教堂。
And were powerfully touched by the Spirit.
那他们每一个人呢都被圣灵强烈的触摸。
And the second day, my two friends were in Toronto.
然后第二天就是我在多伦多的两个朋友。
The night before, they'd been in the meetings and saw the Spirit moving, touching hundreds of people.
然后他们就在那个会议之前，他们就看见圣灵哈、啊，就是触摸了上百人。
And so we went out to lunch the second day.
然后第二天我们就出去吃午饭。
And this is what they said to me.
这是他们告诉我的。
They said 2 years ago.
两年前。
When we prayed about you moving to Toronto.
当时我们祷告说让你搬到多伦多的时候。
It didn't make any sense to the natural mind.
我们当时就觉得这个就根本不合情理。
Why should you leave San Diego when it's so blessed here and the church is doing so good?
就说当时在圣地亚哥的教会那么蒙祝福，为什么要搬到多伦多呢？
But they said, "Now we know why."
现在我们终于明白了原因。
And this is oftentimes how God works in your life.
那这个就是上帝在我们生命当中运行的方式。
The Father in His power and authority.
天父带着他的全能和权柄。
And in His love for you.
带着他对你们的爱。
Has more for you than you have any idea.
就是他为你们所存留的远超过你们的想象。
And He wants to lead you and guide you into some situations that you would never think about doing.
他想带领你们进入到一个环境和状况是你们从未想过的。
Why?
为什么?
Because you're his son or his daughter.
因为你们是他的儿子和女儿。
And he has nothing but good plans for you.
所以呢他没有留下任何好处不给你们。
When the 12 disciples came back in Luke, or 7 disciples came back in Luke chapter 10,
就是在路加福音十章。
Maybe it was the 12. No, it was the 70. When the 70 disciples came back in Luke chapter 10.
就是在路加福音第十章，十二个门徒啊，他们回来以后。
They were so excited.
他们特别激动。
Because they saw the Holy Spirit moving in power and authority.
因为他们看见圣灵在强烈的运行。
And Jesus said, "Don't get excited about that."
然后耶稣就告诉他们说，不要为这些事太过于激动。
But he said, "Rejoice."
你们应该为这样的事喜乐。
That your name is written in the book of life.
就是你们的名字如果记在生命册上，为这件事喜乐。
And it says that Jesus rejoiced greatly in the Spirit.
然后那个时候他就说，耶稣呢在灵里是充满了喜乐。
In the original language, it says it means that Jesus shouted out to the Father.
在原来的那个原文当中呢，他是说他大声的呼喊。
And he said, "Thank you, Father."
他说天父啊，谢谢你。
That you have hidden these things from the wise.
他说你把这些事呢，向聪明人就隐藏起来。
But you've revealed them to the little children.
但是你把这些事呢，向小孩子就彰显出来。
God is the great I am.
上帝是伟大的，自由永远的。
The things that are impossible for us are never difficult for Him.
对于我们来说不可能的，对于神没有不能的。
And he wants to bring you and I into the things he's prepared for us.
他想带领我们，带领你和我进入到事情，进入到他为我们预备的。
So in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3,
在箴言书第三章
verse 5,
第五节
it says, don't lean to your own understanding.
他说不要依靠你自己的聪明。
But trust the Lord with all of your heart.
而是说呢，要尽心尽意相信神，依靠神。
So when I flew yesterday from London to Vancouver,
昨天当我从伦敦飞往温哥华的时候
，for 3 days before,
就是说连续三天之前
，I'm two or three times a day I'm getting texts from United Airlines.
啊，就是什么呢？我就收到了那个罚单，好像从那个。
I'm getting texts from United Airlines. United Airlines.
啊，就是美国的航班。
United Airlines.
啊，联航 ，OK 啊。
For 2 to 3 days.
啊，有2到3天。
Several times a day.
然后一天有好几次。
I'm getting texts from the airline.
然后我们就从这个飞，给他发信息 ，OK， 给对，给我发信息，嗯。
OK. Blessings you. But they were sending me texts 3 times a day.
然后他们一天给我发了三次短信。
They said, "Be aware."
然后他就说，你待在原处。
There will be people on your airplane.
然后他说有这样的人在你所在的飞机
上。That have been in China or have been in Iran.
或者是他们从中国或伊朗来的。
In China and Iran is where the coronavirus is the worst right now.
啊，因为现在大家都知道，在中国和伊朗是最严重的哈冠状病毒。
And I got maybe 9 text messages.
然后我应该就收到了9个这样的短信。
Be aware.
然后就是说你就。
If you get on the plane.
啊，就是说你就待在原处。
There's going to be people who have just been in China or Iran.
啊，如果假如说你碰到有中国和伊朗来的人。
The world is just under so much fear right now.
那么现在呢？世界呢都处在这个恐慌之下。
Now I'm not saying let's be stupid. I'm not saying that.
我不是说我们就傻傻的就这样。
But you see, the perfect love of God casts out fear.
但是呢，神的那个里面那个完全的爱就除去了惧怕。
9/11.
所以9/11啊。
9/11. All the, you know, the attack in Washington, in New York, and Washington, the Pentagon.
还有就是他们对什么五角大楼，还有华盛顿的袭击啊什么的。
For 5 days.
连续。
No planes flying at all in the United States.
那就是说，在美国根本就没有航班。
Everything was shut down.
然后所有的都关闭了。
Because in the United States, we didn't know what was going on.
因为美国不知道到底发生了什么。
We just seen 3 planes hijacked by terrorists and suicide turned into a suicide missile.
就是我们就是看见了，就是说好像有人呢劫持了这个飞机，而且有的人自杀了。
We had no idea how serious the problem may have been.
我们现在根本不知道事情的这个严重程度有多大。
And so for 5 days, all the planes are shut down.
所有呢，就是在这连续5天啊，所有的航班都关了。
And on the 6th day, they started flying again.
然后到第6天又开始飞。
On the 7th day,
到第7天。
I was on a flight.
然后我就在那个航班上。
Going from Chicago to Frankfurt, Germany.
然后我们就从那个芝加哥到这个德国弗兰克福啊。
When I got to the airport in Chicago.
当我到了芝加哥的机场时。
One of the busiest airports in the world.
那也是世界上最繁忙的机场之一。
Hardly anybody was there.
好像没有人在那里。
There were maybe, just 25% of the plane was full.
然后呢就是说只有 25% 的飞机是坐满人。
Everybody was afraid to go to an airport or get on a plane.
然后大家呢都很害怕到机场然后去坐飞机。
And so now we're at the gate.
然后呢然后我们就到了那个门安检门那儿。
There's about 50 of us getting on this big plane.
然后我们大概有50个人要坐这么大的飞机。
Everybody's looking at one another like this.
然后大家呢都互相瞅瞅。
And of those 50 people,
然后就这五十个人当中
there were four men there.
有四个人男人在
And you could tell these men were from the Middle East.
然后有四个男人你一看他的外表就知道他是从中东来的
And I felt bad.
我就感觉特别不好
You didn't want to.
你根本不想有意的
You tried not to.
你就是你不想那样有意的哈
But you were staring at these four men.
然后大家就开始盯着那四个人看。
I can tell they're from the Middle East.
然后呢，就是大家说，你看他们一看就是中东人。
Are they jihadist?
说他们是不是有带那个病毒什么的
？And these four men could tell everybody was looking at them.
然后他那四个人就知道大家都在盯着他们。
I felt bad for those four men.
我真的很抱歉。为他们感到很难过。
But you know, we had a great plane flight over to Frankfurt, Germany.
但是我们在那个地方有一个什么？
We had a great flight over to Frankfurt, Germany.
Okay.
No, we did.
没听明白。
And so, yes, let's be smart. Let's not be stupid about problems.
好，那我们在解决问题的时候呢，让我们聪明起来，不要就是。
But we're to live life differently.
我们应该就是有不同的人生。
We don't lean purely to our understanding, but we trust the Lord.
就是我们不靠我们自己的聪明，我们靠的是上帝。
God says, "I will watch over you."
上帝说，我必看顾你。
One of the names of God in the Old Testament in Hebrew.
在希伯来书，上帝的其中的一个名字
is El Elyon.
就是 El Elyon.
God Most High.
就是至高者。
And what that means is God is watching over every detail in your life.
那他的意思呢，就是说，上帝呢，哈，是至高者，他观看每一个细节，每一个细节他都看到了。
Jesus said three times in Matthew 6.
在马太福音第六章，他有三次提到这个。
Do not be afraid.
他就提到说，不要害怕。
Do not be anxious.
不要忧虑。
Because your Father knows your needs even before you ask.
他说你们的天父啊知道你们的需求就是在你们没求以前没求之先他就知道了。
Are you still alive?
你们还好吧。
And so, the heart of the Father
所以天父的心
is a father that would speak to his children.
他是渴望跟他孩子说话的心。
Not everything he says
不是他说不是他说的每一件事
is a big vision about the future.
不是说就是你将来的一个很大的意向。
Sometimes he just wants to speak to you about his love for you, his heart for you.
就是他呢想跟你说的就是他的爱，他对你的心意。
Sometimes we want these big exciting words about the future.
有的时候呢，我们渴望得到有关将来的一个很大的什么一个。预言什么的。
And he does speak to us about the future.
确实是他会向我们讲我们的将来。
But there's also times that he just wants to communicate his love for you as his son or his daughter.
但是有的时候呢他更希望呢向我们讲他的爱。向他的儿子和女儿讲他的爱。
My wife and I have three children.
我和我妻子呢我们有三个孩子。
When my oldest daughter was about, maybe a year and a half, 2 years old.
就是当我们当时我们最大的那个女儿一两岁的时候
We were living in San Diego.
我们当时住在圣地亚哥
And I was in Europe on a ministry trip.
然后当时呢我是在欧洲宣教
The day before I flew home.
然后就是我在我飞回家的前一天
I'm talking with my wife on the phone.
然后我就在跟我妻子打电话
And I said to her, how's Ally, our daughter, doing?
然后我就问说我们的女儿艾莉怎么样啊
Oh, my wife said, oh, she's so happy.
她说她特别开心。
My wife said, yesterday, I took her to the toy store.
这昨天呢我带她去到玩具店。
And I bought her a little plastic purse, a woman's, like a toy woman's purse.
然后呢我就在那个玩具店给她买了一个女生用的那个就是玩具钱包。
My wife had taken her to the toy store and said, what would you like?
然后就是 我妻子就问那个艾莉就说你喜欢哪一个
And she pointed at this plastic toy purse.
然后她就指着那个就是玩具钱包
She said, I want that.
她说我想买那个
So my wife bought it for her.
然后我妻子就给她买了一个
And my wife said, for 2 days now.
就是连着两天了
She walks everywhere with that purse over her shoulder.
她无论走到哪儿都背着那个包
And my wife said, it's really ugly.
然后呢其实那个包特难看
It's plastic
是因为是塑料的吗
It's purple
然后还是紫色的
It's got this fake inscription on it
然后上面还印着什么写着什么东西的
But my wife said she loves that purse
但是因为她特别喜欢那个包包
And my wife said people walk up to her with the purse and they see it
然后呢等人家走到那个包包跟前看见的时候
And they say to herIs that your purse?
然后人家就问他说这是你的包包吗
Yes, that's your purse.
是的这是你的包包
You have a nice purse, don't you?
所以你这个包包真好啊
So 2 days later I get home.
然后两天后我到家了
My wife and daughter pick me up at the airport. We drive home.
然后我女儿和我妻子和我就去机场接我我们就回了家
We get to the house, I'm carrying my bags in.
然后呢我回了家以后我就拿着我的包
And I had a black carry-on bag that I took on the airplane.
然后呢我就是飞机场我有一个随身携带的这个黑包
And my daughter watches me, I take the carry-on bag, I put it over my shoulder.
然后我女儿就看着我我呢就是把她把这个包放在我的这个肩膀上
And then I carry the suitcase into the house
然后我就把这个行李呢就拉到家里
I take the suitcase into the bedroom
然后我就把这个行李箱拉到我的卧室
And I take this shoulder bag off
然后我就把这个随身携带行李也拿下来
And she's watching this
然后她就看着我
For 3 days now
连着三天
People have been saying to her
然后大家就对她说
Is that your purse?
他说这是你的包包吗
Yes, that's your purse.
是的这是你的包包。
You have a nice purse.
说你的包包真好。
So when I take this black carry-on bag off,
当我就是说把我的这个黑色的背包拿下来的时候
she says to me,
他就跟我说
Daddy,
他说爸爸
is that your purse?
这是你的包包吗
Yes, Daddy, that's your purse.
是的爸爸这是你的包包。
You have a nice purse, don't you?
你的包包真好是不是啊
Now,That was almost 30 years ago.
这大概是30年前的事了。
My, our daughter Ally, she is a very amazing young woman.
就是我们的女儿艾莉真的是一个很了不起的女儿。
She is very sharp, very outgoing, and just a wonderful woman of God.
然后她特别的聪明特别的就是好动然后呢非常的敬虔爱主。
And over the last 30 years, we've had a lot of great conversations.
然后在过去的30年里我们有非常美好的对话。
But I will never forget that conversation.
但是我从来都没有忘记那个时候我们俩之间的对话。
Why?
为什么?
It wasn't about anything really important.
其实不是什么重要的事。
But she was just learning how to communicate.
她只是在学习怎么样跟别人沟通。
And she looked at something in her life.
她就是看到了发生在她身上的事。
That ugly purple purse.
就是那个丑丑的那个包包。
And she looked at something in my life.
然后她再看看我的人生。
And she was able to relate to two together.
然后她就把这两个联合在一起。
And it's such an incredible memory I have of that moment.
所以我就是说一直记着这一件事情。
God the Father.
上帝天父。
He looks at you.
他看着你。
When you consider the things in your life,
当你在思考你人生的各种事情时
and then relate them to the kingdom of God and the things that he's concerned about,
然后呢你把你的事情和天国的事连接在一起再去思考他们的时候
and it brings him great joy,
然后这带给他喜乐
and sometimes when we pray,
有的时候我们祷告时
we think, well, did I pray enough scriptures?
我们会说我是不是用足够的经文祷告了
Did I pray loud enough?
我是不是祷告的声音大
Did I pray long enough?
我祷告的是不是够长
Was I eloquent enough?
我是不是很流利祷告的
That's not what really impresses the Father.
其实这些呢都不会给天父留下深刻的印象
What impresses him is your heart.
其实呢你的心才会感动天父
Bringing the things in your life to him and placing them under his authority and his love.
就是把你人生的每一件事放在他的权柄下。
And this is why I say,
这就是我为什么要这么说。
God wants more than just prophets and prophetesses.
上帝他所期待的、期望的不是说先知啊还是女先知啊。
He wants sons and daughters who know him.
他要的是真正认识他的儿子和女儿。
Who are led by the Spirit of God.
是被圣灵引导的儿子和女儿。
And his spirit of adoption within you.
他那个儿子的灵在你的心里。
The Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
Is wanting to raise up a cry, a prayer within you of Abba, Father.
这个圣灵呢使我们向天父喊出阿爸父的名字。
Like a young child lifting their hands to the mother and father and saying, Mama, Papa.
就像这个小孩子啊举起手来看着爸爸妈妈喊说爸妈
The greatest warfare in the world today that Satan has
就是当今这个世界最大的跟我们跟魔鬼撒旦啊最大的一个征战就是
has been to destroy the family
他就是什么呢就是毁掉家庭
Because when a child grows up without a father or without a mother
就是当孩子把他们的心啊向父亲或母亲关闭的时候
or if they grow up with an abusive father or an abusive mother
或者是他们在成长的过程中有这个虐待的父亲或母亲的时候
they will on a subconscious level
然后在他们的潜意识里
they will think God the Father is the same
他们就会认为天父爸爸也是这样的
there are many of us who have grown upwith an abusive father or maybe even an abusive mother.
就是在我们这个成长的这个过程当中我们有很多人哈有虐待的父亲和母亲。
There are some of you
我知道有一些人
that you never had a father say to you
就是你们从来没有父亲对你们说过
I love you.
我爱你。
Some of you never had a father say to you
就是有一些人呢从来就是你们的父亲从来没跟你们这么说过
You're my son or you're my daughter
说啊你是我的儿子你是我的女儿
Because our families in the world today are so messed up
就是我们现今世界的这个家庭里面哈就是非常糟糕
God created us to grow up in a loving, nurturing family
上帝呢他创造我们就是为了让我们在一个充满爱充满家庭
Where you experience two things
我们需要两件事
One you experience significance
一个是什么重要性
Value
价值的重要性啊。
But secondly you experience security
还有一个就是你要有安全感
Coming from your father and mother's love
这个安全感来自你的父亲和母亲。
But many children grow up today.
但是现今的孩子长大之后。
Without any sense of value or any sense of security.
他们长大之后呢他没有任何的价值感和安全感。
I minister among people groups all over the world.
我在全世界各地服侍各种族群的人。
With African people in Africa.
就是在非洲服侍非洲人。
Caucasians in Western Europe.
还有比如说在这面服侍白人。
Black churches in America.
或者是在美国的黑人教会。
In my home church, we have a lot of Hispanic people.
还有在我的母堂，我们有很多来自西班牙的。
And each ethnic group is unique, has certain strengths and certain weaknesses.
就是每一个族群呢，他们都有固定的、特定的这个优点和缺点。
One of the great strengths. of the Chinese people.
就是我觉得中国人啊最最强的一个优势优点。
Is a high value on education.
就是他们呢特别重视教育。
That's why the Chinese are taking over the world today.
这就是为什么中国人呢现在遍布世界各地的原因。
It's because such a high value on the children going and getting a degree.
因为大家呢都非常看重孩子们要到各地哈、啊、去得到高等教育。
But that can also be a weakness.
但这个呢也可以成为一个弱点。
Because what happens if you don't get good grades in school?
那假如说如果你没有得到好的这个学位怎么办
？What happens if you don't qualify for that good university?
那如果假如说你申请那个大学不够格，那怎么办
？What happens if you're not capable of making a lot of money?
如果你不能挣很多钱，那该怎么办
？Maybe you're made to feel like you don't have as much value, you don't have as much significance.
那如果这些事情发生，可能你就会想，你就觉得你没有什么价值。
But that's not how God the Father is.
但是天父不是这么看的。
God the Father does not love you because of what you can do for Him.
那上帝爱你呢？他不是看你能做什么和不能做什么。
He loves you because you're His son.Or his daughter.
那他爱你呢，就是因为你是他的儿子和女儿。
He wants us to bear fruit in our lives because we're created in his image.
啊，就是他希望我们在人生当中结出果子来，因为我们是照他的形象造的。
But you cannot earn the love of God the Father.
但是我们不能赢得天父父亲的爱。
That's what Jesus did on the cross.
这都是耶稣在十字架上成就的。
He opened the door for you and I.
他为你我打开了大门。
To know the reality of the Father's love.
让我们真实的去认识天父的爱。
And that's to be our foundation in life.
这应该成为我们人生的根基。
And this is why we believe, biblically and otherwise, that God is a God who speaks to his children.
所以这个就是我们的在圣经上的基础，就是我们认为呢，上帝他在向他的孩子说话。
There's a different level of authority in how he speaks to us as opposed to how he spoke to Jeremiah or Ezekiel.
就是上帝呢，通过不同级别的权柄向我们说话，这个好像不同于耶利米和以西结。
God is not going to give you words on the same authority.As the Bible.
就是上帝呢，他给你的话语呢，不会以同样的权柄，就像他给圣经的。
But he is going to give you words to lead you and guide you and bring you into his kind intentions.
就是他会给你话语呢，带领你，引导你进入和他最亲密的关系当中。
Jesus said, "I will not leave you as orphans."
耶稣说，我不会撇下你们为孤儿。
What is an orphan?
什么是孤儿呢
？Someone who's outside looking in.
就是孤儿呢，就是说站在外面看里面的人。
An orphan lives out of fear.
就是说呢，他是当然这里的孤儿，他是一个比喻。
That they won't have enough.
就是孤儿呢，就是说什么多少都不够。
An orphan is afraid to give away what they have.
那孤儿呢，就是说害怕给别人。
Because if they give away what they'll have, there's nothing to take its place.
然后他就是如果把我的给了那我还有什么呢
And so an orphan lives life like this.
当就是孤儿这样过日子的时候
They hold tight to what they have.
他们就把自己所有的抓得紧紧的
But there's a problem that when your hand is closed like a fist.
就是问题就是说当你的手这样紧紧的攥住的时候
You can't receive, can you?
但是你就没法领受了吗
Jesus always lived open-handed.
耶稣呢，他的一生都是敞开手臂的，敞开手。
It says in the Gospel of John, Jesus knew where he had come from and where he was going.
在约翰福音就是说，耶稣知道他从哪里来，也知道他从哪里到哪里去。
He knew he had come from the Father.
他知道他从天父那里来。
He knew he was going back to the Father.
他知道他要回到父那里。
And he said he knew that the Father had put all things into his hands.
天父他知道天父把所有的万物都放在他的手里。
You and I are called to live by faith in the promises of God.
我们呼召是要凭信心照他的应许去活。
We have come from the heart of the Father.
我们是从天父的心里出来的。
And that's where we're headed.
这就是我们所拥有的。
And by faith, he has put all things into our hands. He will meet our every need.
所以呢，我们要凭信心相信，天父已经把万有放在我们手里，我们要领受。
And so we don't need to live as an orphan with a closed fist.
我们不需要像孤儿那样把拳头攥得紧紧的。
We can live open-handed.
我们可以把双手撑开。
Jesus said to disciples, "Freely you've received, so freely give."
所以呢，耶稣对他的门徒这样说：“你白白的拿来，你要白白的舍掉。”
And God the Father.By the Holy Spirit desires to fill you up with goodness.
那么天父上帝呢，他也借着这个圣灵哈，把这个所有的美好都充满你。
So that streams of living goodness can come out of you.
所以呢，这样呢，就是说美好的事物就从你里面涌流出来。
And that's what Jesus lived out of.
这是耶稣所活出来的生命。
Out of the fullness of the Father's Spirit.
就是说他满有这个他完全丰满的把耶稣把天父的心活出来了。
So tomorrow night we're going to have teaching, but we're going to be doing some praying with one another.
说明天晚上我们还继续教导，然后我们也会为大家祷告。
And we'll be doing a lot of sharing prophetic words on Saturday.
然后在星期六呢，我们会分享更多的先知性的话语。
This is going to be an interactive school.
那这个呢，就是一个互动的这么一个培训班。
You're not just going to be sitting there.
你们不只是坐在那里。
You're going to be hitting people over the heads with prophetic words.
啊，你们就是说呢，要就是给别人发预言，给他们惊喜。
No, we're going to be encouraging one another with prophetic words.
然后我们要用先知性的话语彼此劝勉。
But I want to begin tonight's ministry time.
啊，但是我想开始今天的服事时间。
With asking the Holy Spirit to bring a fresh revelation to each of us.
那我就想呢，请求圣灵哈、赐下新鲜的启示给每一位。
Of the Father's love.
就是针对天父的爱。
Before you stand up.
在你们站起来之前。
Turn to the person next to you.
跟你旁边的人。
And say, "Excuse me."
说。
Now say to them.
现在跟他们说。
For the next 15 minutes.
说接下来的15分钟。
Don't bother me.
别打搅我。
I'm going to be alone with my Heavenly Father.
我要单独和我的天父相处。
So let's all stand.
好，让我们都站起来。
Do you mind just strumming on the keyboards or guitar? Let's just close our eyes right now.
我们闭上眼睛。
And just hold your heart and your hands out to the Father right now.
就是用你的手哈。捧住你的心。
And would you pray out loud after us?
就是你能大声地说。
You can pray in English or Mandarin, whatever language you prefer.
你可以用汉语、英语或者是你自己的母语祷告。
But just pray after us.
就是跟着我们一起祷告。
Father God.
天父上帝。
You are a good, good God.
你是美善美善的神。
You love me so much.
你非常的爱我。
You gave me Jesus.
你把耶稣给了我。
You are a good, good father.
你是美善美善的神。
You watch over me.
你看顾我。
With great care.
你以极大的爱心。
You redeem my life from the pit.
你救赎我的生命脱离深坑。
You give me beauty for ashes.
你用灰尘代替使我美丽。
And you have given me your Holy Spirit.
你把圣灵赐给我。
And I agree with the Holy Spirit right now.
现在我和圣灵，我同意圣灵的看法。
I say to you, Father.
我对你说，天父。
Abba, Father.
阿爸，天父。
Just lift your hands up to the Father and just say, Abba, Father.
请大家举起手来，说阿爸父。
And say, Abba, Father.
说阿爸父。
I can feel the power of the Holy Spirit in the room right now.
我现在能感觉到圣灵在这个房间里运
行。Just begin to rest upon you.
圣灵降临在你们身上。
This is the spirit of adoption.
这是儿子的灵。
It's the spirit of sonship coming upon you.
这是这个灵让你得到儿子的身份。
I break the lie in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名断开谎言。
That you are outside looking in.
你现在从外面看往里看。
You are not an orphan.
你不再是孤儿。
You are not second or third or fourth class.
你不再是三等、二等、三等公民。
You have been born again.
你已经重生了。
Into royalty.
进入了皇家。
You are a prince or princess of the kingdom.
你是这个天国的公子和公主。
Allow the Spirit of the Lord to begin to fill you right now.
请让圣灵充满你，让主的灵来充满你。
Just allow the power of the Holy Spirit to begin to fill you.
让圣灵的大能触摸你。
Come, Holy Spirit, I bless what you're doing here. Just take in the Holy Spirit right now.
就是领受，领受圣灵。
Be filled in the name of Jesus. Be filled in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Be filled in the name of Jesus.Filled in the name of Jesus.
耶稣充满他们。
Speak a release of the Father's love to you.
请释放天父的爱。
Just speak a release of the Father's love to you.
请释放天父的爱。
Come, Spirit of adoption. Come, Spirit of
adoption. 儿子的灵，请降下来。
Jesus.
请降下来。
Fire of God on you right there. Oh, in the name.
神的火降下来。
I can see the Spirit of the Lord resting upon many of you right now.
我能看见神的灵降在你们身上。
Just take in the goodness of the Lord.
只是接受，领受。
Just take in the goodness of the Lord.
领受他的美善。
Fire of God on you right there.
父啊，降下火来。
Fire of God upon you right there in the name of Jesus. Fire of God upon you.
愿上帝的火降下来。
Be filled in the name of Jesus. Be filled in the name of Jesus. Be filled in the name of Jesus. Fire of God upon you right there. In the name of Jesus, fire. Fire of God upon you right there. Fire of God upon you right there. In the name of Jesus.I bless what you're doing here, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名，主啊，祝福圣灵在这里所做的一切。
I bless what you're doing here, Holy Spirit.
我祝福在这里所做的一切。
We don't need to be in a hurry. Just be in a receiving place right now.
我们不需要着急，我们就是领受。
Just imagine you're coming into the royal banqueting room.
想象一下，你现在走进一个就是天父的宴会。
You're coming into the royal banqueting room.
你走进一个宴会厅里面。
And you're wondering, is there really a place for me?
你就在想说，这是个真实的地方吗？
And the Spirit of God Almighty says to you.
全能上帝的灵对你说
Yes, come this way.
说过来走这边
There's a chair, a seat that has your name reserved.
这里有一张椅子写着你的名字
Here at the royal banqueting table.
这是一个就是皇家举行的一个
There's a place reserved for you.
专门有一张椅子是为你
It's not for anybody else.
不是给其他任何人。
Nobody can take that seat away from you.
没有人可以坐这张椅子。
You are seated in Christ Jesus.
因为你是坐在了耶稣基督上。
Come, Holy Spirit, I bless what you're doing here.
圣灵啊，请你来。谢谢你在这里所做的。
We're going to pray for two groups of people tonight.
今天我们想为两组人祷告。
There's some of you, it says in the Psalms that deep calls to deep.
就是在诗篇里面说深渊与深渊响应。
And there's some of you that deep in your heart right now,
有一些人现在在你们的内心深处
something powerful is going on.
有个大能在运行。
Maybe outwardly you feel the power of the Holy Spirit.
也许在外边哈能够看到圣灵在彰显。
But more importantly, deep within your spirit,
但更重要的是在你的灵魂深处
It's like the Lord, the Holy Spirit's doing open heart surgery on you.
好像圣灵呢在给你做一个心脏手术
Some of us, it's like we have a hardened artery in our heart.
就是我们的心里面可能有一些刚硬
Because maybe there's been bitterness or anger or hurt.
或者是在你的心里有苦毒有伤害有愤怒
but the Holy Spirit's reaching in and he's doing surgery on those hardened arteries
然后圣灵他进到你的内心深处好像进到你的大动脉里面在做这些
and he's releasing the Father's perfect love right now
他现在正在向你释放天父完全的爱
and that perfect love it casts out fear
那个完全的爱就除掉了所有的惧怕
It breaks the fear of rejection.
它砍断了所有历代的惧怕
It breaks off the fear of failure.
它砍断了对失败的惧怕
It breaks off the fear of everything collapse.
它砍断了对所有事情的惧怕
It's like God is turning on his light switch deep within your soul right now.
好像上帝把你灵魂里面所有的闸门都打开了。
And the light of his spirit, the light of his presence is just chasing off all the darkness.
然后他的那个圣灵的大光就在追逐你内心的每一个黑暗的角落。
And there's some of you on a deep level right now.
有些人可能在很深的层次里面
You're experiencing something going on, a divine transaction.
好像你的内心深处经历了一个神的那种改变。
If that's you, would you come to the front right now?
如果你有这样的感觉，请你到前面来。
Just come stand on this left, your left-hand side over here.
请站在左侧。如果你刚才有描述的那些感觉，请出来站在左侧。
Just come stand on this side over here.
好，请站在这一边啊，左侧这一边。
But I want to give a second invitation as well.
好，我现在呢想。
And this is not to embarrass anybody.
显现不是说想让大家感到尴尬啊。
There's some of you here, you grew up.Maybe with an abusive father.
就是我们在座的有些人可能长大的就是在成长的过程当中你的父母是虐待型的
Maybe physically or emotionally.
或者是身体上的虐待或者是情感上的
Or maybe even sexually.
或者是性方面的虐待
You were abused by a father.
你受到父亲的虐待
Or you were abandoned by a father.
或者是你被父亲抛弃了
Or maybe you had a father that cursed you
或者你的父亲呢咒诅你
And told you you were always going to be a failure That you would never amount to anything
然后就告诉你你真是个没出息的你什么时候都是一个失败者
This is not to embarrass anybody
这并不是为了让大家感到尴尬
But I believe there's freedom for a breakthrough here tonight
就是今天晚上我们要在自由里面得脱就是得释放
And if you grew up with an abusive father,
如果你成长的过程当中，你的父母父亲是
or a father that cursed you,
或者父亲虐待你咒诅你
or a father who never told you he loved you,
或者父亲从来没有跟你说过他爱你
This is not to embarrass anybody, but I want to ask you to come up to your right hand side, right up here.
如果你是这样的人，请你们出来站在右侧这边
Because I believe there's a breakthrough that. the Holy Spirit's going to take you past that tonight.
我相信今天晚上上帝要释放就是自由让你突破给你。
And give you a fresh revelation of the Father's perfect love.
要赐给你崭新的启示。
I believe there's a few more of you. You need to come up over here.
我感觉可能应该有更多的人出来站在这边。
Just going to wait a moment. I believe there's a few more of you that you need to be open to God bringing some healing and even deliverance tonight.
希望大家呢向上帝敞开，接受医治，接受释放。
Because God's perfect love casts out fear.
因为神完全的爱必除掉惧怕。
And I'd like to ask some of the if you're a leader and you did not come forward for prayer, I'd like to ask you to help pray for people.
就是如果你是领袖，我就希望你们能够帮忙给这些人祷告。
But those of you who came forward, just hold your hands out right now. Those of you who came forward, hold your hands out.
好，你们大家拉起手来，大家把手都拉起来。
And if I could ask some men from the church to come stand behind people.
然后请教会的领袖站在这些拉起手来的人背后。
Don't join your hands, just hold your hands out.
对不起，就是把手伸出来，把手伸出来。
This is just between you and the Father, right?
那这个呢，就是你和天父之间的事。
If I could have a few men come stand behind people.
我需要几位弟兄站在后面。需要几位弟兄。
Holy Spirit, I ask in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名，圣灵，我祈求你。
Would you come and begin to fill people with a deeper revelation of your Father's love than they've ever had?
主啊，求你降下你的灵来，向你的百姓启示天父深深的爱。
I speak a breakthrough right now.
我现在释放你。
Of the Father's love.
让天父的爱释放你。
I bless you to be filled.
释放你，释放你。
Some of the men, I need you to pay attention. Just stay with.
这位弟兄，这位。
Come on, stay focused.
请站在他的后边。
Come on, Spirit, in the name of Jesus, just be filled right there. Be filled in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名，充满。
In the name of Jesus, be filled in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名，充满。
Speak a revelation to you. The Father's love to you, right?
天父充满。
In the name of Jesus. Be filled right there. Be filled in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名充满。
Right there. Speak release of the Father's love to you in Jesus' name. Of God. Fire of God upon you right there. Just put your hands on her shoulder. name of Jesus, I just break off lies of the evil one.
奉耶稣基督的名，砍断一切的邪恶。
The devil came to rob, kill, and destroy.
魔鬼来了就是杀害、抢夺、毁坏。
But Jesus came that you might have life and you might have it abundantly.
耶稣来了就是要赐生命，更丰盛的生命。
I break off lies from the devil.
我砍除破除这个撒谎的。
That God won't bless you.
愿上帝祝福你。
That He won't care for you.
他会照顾你的。
That things are never going to change.
事情会发生改变。
I break off those lies in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名砍断
灵。And I proclaim 1 Corinthians 2:9.
宣告哥林多前书二章九节。
God has more for you.
上帝为你预备的很多很多。
Than your eyes have seen.
是你眼睛未曾看见。
More than your ears have heard.
耳朵未曾听见。
More than you could understand.
完全是你超过你心所想的。
Because he loves you. I just speak a release.
我奉耶稣的名宣告释放。
God's perfect love right now.
神完全的爱进去。
Perfect love that casts out fear.
神完全的爱除掉恐惧。神完全的爱除掉恐惧。
And I break off the curse that came through the hurt or abuse.
砍断这个咒诅的灵，砍断咒诅。
And I say that's not what God is like.He's a good, good father.
天父是美善的神。
And he loves you.
他爱你。
And has nothing but the kindest intentions for your life.
他为你预备的是一切的美善。
Let's just take one more moment.
我们再花一少许。
And just again, just hold your hands out to the Lord.
然后呢，把你的手张开向主。
And would you say out loud, Father God?
你大声说，天父。
I thank you.
我谢谢你。
No matter what I've experienced in the past.
不管我过去经历了什么，我都谢谢你。
That does not determine my future vision.
那个不决定我的将来。
You have more for me.
你为我预备的更多。
Than I can think.
超过我所想象的。
More than I can ask.
或者超过我所祈求的。
More than I can imagine.
或者超过我所理解的。
Because you're a good God.
因为你是美善的神。
You're a good Father.
你是美善的天父。
I renounce in the name of Jesus.
我奉耶稣基督的名斥责。
All agreement.
所有的合同
with the orphan spirit
还有这个孤儿的灵定的合同
I will not keep my hand closed tight
我不会再让把我的手紧紧地攥着了
but I open up my hands and my heart before you
我在你的面前撑开我的手打开我的心
so that I might freely receive from you
所以我会自由地从你那里领受
and out of the abundance of your love and power
就是从你那个丰富的爱和能力里面领受
that I could be a blessing to many
然后也让我成为众人的祝福
just allow the power of the Holy Spirit to fill you
啊，让祈求圣灵圣灵的大能充满你们
I just want to give one short prophetic word.
我现在呢讲想说给一下这个先知性的话语。
The tall gentleman standing over on the left-hand side there, you've got the striped shirt.
就是有一位长得很高的一位弟兄。
I believe the Lord would say to you tonight.
啊，对，我觉得上帝呢今天有话对你说。
2020 is going to be a good year for you.
就是2020呢对你来说是美好的一年。
It's going to be a year of opportunity for you.
这是一个机会的一年。
He's going to open doors for you that have been shut.
然后呢要把原来关的这个门现在为你打开。
And he's going to shut some doors to the past that need to be shut.
然后呢他要关闭过去关的门。
And I believe the Lord would encourage you tonight.
今天晚上我觉得主想鼓励你。
That 2020 is going to be a good year.
所以2020是美好的一年。
And he's going to give you clear vision to see the opportunities he's bringing you.
然后呢上帝会就是给你一个清楚的意象让你看到他带给你的机会。
Amen.
Amen.